Welcome back to another episode of Tune In with Dev. My name is Dev, and this is your first time seeing that podcast. I talk about mental health, positive affirmations, self-belief, and then just all things that can help you as a person. Today, we're diving into a powerful topic that can change your perspective of life. And I would say this topic is very important for people to hear and to express. Today, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. That's the whole topic of this whole podcast today is forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't just about others. It's about setting yourself free. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to talk about what forgiveness is, why it's so hard to do, and how it can transform you. This is episode 6 of the podcast, so sit back and relax and tune in with Dev. I know that we all can relate in the sense that we all have trouble forgiving. Forgiving is many different things. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So we're going to start off with understanding forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about just saying it's okay or forgetting about what happened. It's a conscious decision that you have to make to let go of the anger and resentment that you have towards the person or what happened. And we all have to ask ourselves the question of why do we struggle with forgiving? Is it the hurt? Is it the betrayal? Is it the fear of being hurt again? So that's just like a thing that we have to break down within ourselves to figure out what is the conscious decision that we keep making to struggle with forgiving or choosing not to. Our minds hold on to that pain to protect us from it happening again. And if it happens for so long throughout the years, it can become a burden in your life to where you struggle with trusting, you struggle with moving forward, and you get stuck in the same place in your life. It's the same subconscious decision that we just keep making over and over, and we don't know why we can't get past something or we can't move forward or actually forgive. We may say, yeah, I forgive you in the moment just to get past the moment. But deep down inside, you know that you're truly not forgiving that person. That's something that we all as a, as a community, as a civilization, as a population can all do and all work on. Now we can get into the benefits of forgiveness. There's a lot of physical and mental health aspects that play a part in this. Holding on to that grudge, holding on to the negative impact of how it affected your life, it increases stress, it increases your blood pressure. You have a lot of negative things that impact your life mentally and physically. It can reduce your sleep, and it just messes up your whole equilibrium in your life and kind of holds you at a certain standpoint of your life to where you can't truly move forward without that forgiveness. And it gives you that emotional freedom. When you forgive, you release that emotional stress that is causing in your life. We release that resentment that it has a hold on us, and it just allows you to be able to move forward. Forgiveness can either help or it can hurt your relationships, your personal relationships. If that's with a family member, a friend, a romantic relationship, it can, halt your processes growing as a person, because you can bring that resentment, that not forgiving attitude into your next relationship, or continue to hold that grudge on that family member that wasn't there or that came in later or you didn't have the best relationship with. And if that's something that you struggle with, maybe it's time to sit back and really think and learn to forgive that person, not just for them, but for yourself. Because when you hold on to that, it's something that's always going to be there. It's that negative anxiety that, that emotional standoff that you get into whenever you think about the certain situation or that person, because another person shouldn't have that hold over your life. Because guess what? They're going to keep moving on with their life, but you're going to be the one who's still in resentment of that person or that thing that happened or when you're around them. And it's just like nobody should have that control over your life. And I know I'm sitting here talking about it, not offering any tips or tricks to how to even do that, but now we can get right into that. We could talk about steps to practice forgiveness to get you on the right path of taking the correct and right steps to do something that you really don't want to do, or you kind of want to, but you don't know how to get there. 4 steps that you can help use on a daily basis that can help you move forward with forgiveness and, getting past that burden that you've been struggling with. Step 1 is acknowledge the pain. It's okay to admit that someone or something hurt you. Don't push it down, because that's only going to hurt you and only you. It's not going to hurt that other person. It's not going to affect the other person. You're going to be the one that is dealing with all the The fallout, the negative emotions and the sadness, the madness and all the emotions that it brings. So let release that energy, you know, cry it out if you have to, be mad, but give yourself a deadline because you don't want that to keep going forever. If you don't forgive them, like as far as telling them to their face, do it for yourself. Step two is shifting your perspective. This is what I do in my own life, and any advice that I give to someone else when they're in a disagreement or going through it with somebody is shift your perspective of why do you think that they got to that perspective, or why did they get to that point of what they did, or what is the reason that you think that they could have for doing that? Because a lot of times we get stuck in our own head of they hurt me, they're wrong, I'm right, they're wrong, I'm right, they hurt me. But it takes two to tango, because even though you may not feel like you did anything wrong, I'm not saying you did it wrong, but they, in their right mind, they may feel as you hurt them also, or you did something to counter-react that. And that's where you have to kind of shift your perspective of why did they do that? Why? How did they get to that point? Like what through their lives got them to that point of thinking like, no, that's okay. Or emotionally, psychologically, like, you know, because you never know what's going on in anybody else's life to judge anyone. Because once you start judging, then it's like you compare yourself to God, because nobody's perfect and everybody has their own struggles. Everybody has their own things that they go through in life. And step three is letting go. If you have to journal it, go to like one of those things where you can break things, get a punching bag, cry it out, talk to somebody, you know, even talk to the person, confront them, you know, as far as not in a bad way, but you know, it's a civil adult conversation. Because just holding on to the hurt and suffering and silence is something that I've spoken about previously that only negatively affects yourself, and there's no positive outlook or anything moving forward past that. Step four is finding closure for yourself. That doesn't always mean reconciliation for you and the other person or you and the other thing that happened. It doesn't always have to be the confrontation, the conversation between you and the other person. It can be. That is a very mature step in the sense of on both parts. But getting over it yourself and pushing through yourself and forgiving for yourself is something that is very, very hard to do. But it's something that can help move you forward and get past the situation as far as the burden that's being held over you, that cloud that's everlasting above you, that's raining and just ruining your day because of something that somebody else did and that hurt you. It's just something that we as a, you know, as a civilization have to be able to learn and do to move forward. And now we can take time to reflect. Who is somebody or something that you're struggling to forgive or move past? Like, what is that situation? How did it happen? And is it still worth it to be that angry over it or that sad over that you can't move past it for yourself? Not for them, but for yourself. Think about that. Take some time and think about that. Because that burden is strictly on you. It may be affecting them, but it may not be affecting them as much as yourself. And your mental health, your physical health, that is what's way more important. This, your consciousness of life, and it's just being able to just move past things like that. Because in all reality, depending on what it is, I don't want to speak for anybody else, but in all reality, when it comes down to the facts of the whole situation of what was it really over, is it really worth it? Because at the end of the day, we can all not be here tomorrow. And you don't want that emotional hold over your life going into the afterlife, or, you know, wasting all your life just having that grudge or hating someone when it's not really worth it. It's not worth your time, your emotional time, your physical time, or just any time period. Forgiveness is not a sign of weakness. It's a choice for growth. You're choosing peace and allowing yourself to move forward. That may go over a lot of people's head, but if you really sit there and think about what that meant, it will truly change your life and help you better move forward and not be stuck in the same grudge or the same hate or the same frustration, sadness that you've been dealing with throughout your whole life or this whole period of time that it's been going on, because it's truly not worth it. It's really not. And I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in, watching this episode about forgiveness. And I just want to thank y'all, because you don't have to, but you choose to. And I hope that something I said today resonates with you today. Hopefully it hit home. Hopefully it's allowing you to use the steps and be able to, you know, even just think about the option of forgiveness, because forgiveness is a journey and every step counts. And if you found today's episode helpful, or if you liked it, like the video, like the podcast, comment something that you would want to hear about, comment if anything I've said resonated with you. I appreciate y'all. Thank you again. Episodes every Monday. You know, today we talked about forgiveness and how you can do it, the steps you can take to work towards it. And I just really hope that this one was something that you could really resonate with, because I know it's something that I've had to learn growing up and recently, you know, growing up, and just, you know, it helps me day to day and to be able to live positively and not negatively and have anything being held over my head. So just think about forgiveness and hopefully use these steps to work towards it. I thank y'all again. I can never stop thanking the people that support me, the people that watch and are entertained, and being able to have that helpful information. Thank y'all again. All social media is Tune In With Dev. Tune in next week for episode 7 on every Monday. Thank y'all again. Peace.